All right, hi, it's Phil Hewlett. Let me introduce you to your new bed, the Droma bed. It's one of the newest, most advanced memory foam mattresses ever made. And they're going to keep making them because people are buying them like crazy. It was engineered using cutting-edge ergonomic design techniques, state-of-the-art, ultra-comfortable, eco-friendly material technology, all built to fit in a small box, small enough to ship to your front door via standard shipping methods. The Droma bed provides you with an unparalleled quality night of sleep at a significantly more affordable price than the other high-quality beds that are out there, as well as the traditional mattress stores. You're not going to find a Droma bed there. No. This is 100% sourced and manufactured in the U.S. You get a 200-night risk-free trial. Why not try it? You're about ready to get a new mattress? Get this one. Almost a full year to try it out, and if you're not happy, send it back. Free shipping within the 48 contiguous states. The Droma bed, 12 inches thick. All the other beds out there are 10 inches thick. The memory foam mattresses are. Go to our sponsors page. Look for the Droma button. And for a limited time, there's an exclusive offer code that'll get you $75 off. Droma. Dream on one. It's time to see what the movie companies have in store for you at your local Cineplex. Joining us now is a man who has boldly gone where no man has gone before, and frankly, we don't want to hear about that.
Oh, come on!
You don't?
There are movies to review.
Oh, all right.
KMIR-TV Palm Springs movie reviewer, Manny the Movie Guy.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Manny.
Alonzo, everyone.
Oh, gosh. All right, so it's we had a Comic-Con preview just about 40 minutes ago, half an hour ago or so in our first segment, Manny. And so I figure that you're probably wearing your full Star Trek attire and you're sitting at the bridge at the very moment because
That's
Star
right.
Trek Beyond.
I am channeling Uhura.
Oh.
Michelle Nichols' version.
If you know what I mean.
And send Yeoman Rand in here.
Yeah.
That's right. But you're talking about Star Trek Beyond. You know, honestly, before the third Star Trek in the reboot universe even started,
yeah,
it was already beset with problems. For one, original maestro J.J. Abrams left for another Star Wars, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just have Justin Lin, who was famous for directing Fast and Furious movies. But I have no fear. I can tell you now, Star Trek Beyond is worth your time.
Oh, good.
Money.
Good.
I enjoyed this film. The simple plot is this. You know, the cast is back, headed by Chris Pine as Captain Kirk and Zachary Quinto as Commander Spock. This time, they're fighting a mysterious Idris Elba as Krall. Who is he?
Oh.
That's the whole point of the film. It's simple. There's no overbearing arc, you know, no con. Just an entertaining movie that's, well, quite fast and furious.
Nice. Do they save the whale at the end of the movie?
No whale.
No, they blow up the Enterprise, though, and I'm sick of them doing that. Did that bother you?
Right. But this time they did it much, much, much better. And
okay,
there's actually a great premise behind it.
Okay.
And if you've been paying attention to some rumors, Sulu, a.k.a. John Cho, has been given the rainbow. He's gay.
Yeah.
This film, but the way the filmmakers presented it does not detract from the narrative. So
yeah,
there you go.
Even though, what's his name? The original
George Takei. Yeah,
is not happy with the storyline.
No, because he wanted to keep it in the original thought of Gene Roddenberry. But I can understand both of them.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Well, the other huge box office movie, more than likely, is going to be the latest iteration of Ice Age.
Yes. Now, if Star Trek Beyond is fun, Ice Age has completely lost its charm. The fifth movie in the franchise has proven that Ice Age has run its course.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just a lame, lame premise. It's a comprehensible plot. It really doesn't make sense. Only little babies will enjoy this film for its colorful palette. So if you have a mind of a baby, you may enjoy this film.
Oh, good. I'm right there.
But the magic is gone. The ice has melted long, long time ago.
Bring your pacifier to this one.
Exactly.
All right. Now, the other one, the scary one, every time the trailer comes on for this on TV, my wife changes the channel or turns down the volume and covers her eyes. It's called Lights Out. Is it scary?
Yeah, you know, the premise is simple. There's a demonic ghost that shows up when the lights are out. The end. But what's in the middle of the film? The plot that's hiding from the deep crevices of the movie, it's really what's exciting. Lights Out is actually one of my favorite scary films this year.
Wow, no kidding.
Yes, and, you know, and this, I love scary films. I mean, you know, I grew up watching them when I was a little boy, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old when I was... So I love this genre, but truth be told, you know, every week there's a new horror movie that they all just go straight to DVD or straight to on demand. But this one, I'm so happy that Warner Brothers saved this film, because this is a fine, fine B-movie that is blessed with wonderful performances. I enjoyed Theresa Palmer from The Choice. She stars as Rebecca, her little brother Martin, played wonderfully by Gabriel Bateman, cannot sleep, is being haunted by the ghost when the lights are off. So who is this ghost, and what's her connection to their family? To be honest with you, after watching this film, I kept on looking at shadows and made sure that all the lights are on after watching it. I mean, it made me wish I have the clapper, by the way.
Oh! Yeah, but how about the...
By the way, there's a couple of, like, really cool, where they, you know, put technology in this movie. Mm. I'm not going to reveal it to you, but I'm like, oh yeah, duh, it makes sense.
I thought you were going to reference the poignant and empowering use of topless co-eds.
Well, that too. That will shine brightly.
You can't do a horror movie without that, can you? Now, a couple that are not on my radar, and correct me as to why I'm wrong about that, Absolutely Fabulous, the movie.
You didn't like the series when it was on back in...
Greatest show ever.
Is it really?
Them.
Yes.
I really, really love Absolutely Fabulous. Of course, I'm a demographic, right? I'm part of the demographic. But the shenanigans of Edina and Patsy are back, and they're back in a very big way. Edina, and the plot is really funny. Edina, a.k.a. Jennifer Saunders, and Patsy, a.k.a. Joanna Lumley, are still drunk and living the high life, clubbing, shopping, glamorizing. But then they accidentally knock Kate Moss into the River Thames. So now the dynamic duo must hide out in the south of France. There's a lot more gags that are laugh out loud funny. With this one, you'll wish you will live the high life forever. Truth be told, there's no life's greatest meaning in the movie, but style and glamour, sweetie, they're all here.
Yeah.
So I recommend this film, and if you're an Ab Fab fan, you will love this film as well.
All right. Now, the last one we're going to talk about is Captain Fantastic. Is that the one with Viggo Mortensen in it?
Magical Magic, yes. We talked about that last week, and this is my pick of the week. Not because of Viggo Mortensen, but it's really just really a superb, superb movie. Now, don't be duped by the title. It may sound like a superhero movie, Captain Fantastic, but this one is not. It's deeper than that. The premise is Viggo Mortensen stars as Ben, a father who raises his 6 kids off the grid in the deep forest of the Pacific Northwest, but a tragedy forces them to leave their seclusion and enter the real world. This movie is funny. I cried. I laughed. It made me think. And Mortensen's layered performance is just amazing. You will both question and admire his parenting skills. This great directing by Matt Ross and writing by Matt Ross as well, and acting, and I gave Captain Fantastic my perfect 4 out of 4.
Wow. Four kisses, huh?
Four kisses, yes.
MannyTheMovieGuy.com. Go visit it. Watch the video interviews with the movie stars. And Manny, always a pleasure. You have a great rest of your weekend, will you?
Thank you, sir. I'm about to go to Comic-Con for Suicide Squad.
Oh, well, how are you dressed?
As Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go. What do kids nowadays call it?
Cosplay.
Yeah, cosplay. There you go.
That's what you're
cosplay.
All right. Very good. Be careful out there. I hope you have a ticket.
Will. They should be careful, for me.
No, oh, of course. Look out. Oh, my God, it's Manny. All right. Thanks. Have fun.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Manny. See ya.
All right.
Bye.
There he goes. All right, let's see. In just a moment, we have some very important news for you from the medical front. What are they going to keep thinking of, man? And now you cut yourself open, and they sew you up, and the doctor's going to get all kinds of information. But I don't want to tell you too much about this, but it's just mind-boggling how wonderful science is, and we're going to hear about that in a second. But first, I want to tell you about... See, I'm holding it in my hand. Let me shake it. You know that noise? There's like a carabiner on this personal filtered water bottle from Aquasana. I didn't know they had these. We've been talking about their whole house of filtration systems. But then the good people at Aquasana sent me this over, and they said, why don't you try this out? It's got a filter in it. The filter lasts for 3 months if you use this a lot.
Wow.
And it's like it works out to 18 cents a gallon. Every one of these filters replaces 600 bottles of bottled water. Now think about it. If you bought 600 bottles of bottled water, this is an eco-friendly, economical way to carry your water around. And you could go to the drinking fountain at the park, fill it up, and then have no problem drinking through there because it takes all the crap, the giardia, the chlorine, the lead, bacteria, cryptosporidium, all of that stuff. It removes it. Oh, gosh. You need to check this out. If you want to see a picture of it, go to our sponsors page. It's right there. It comes in a bunch of colors, but we have the blue one like I have there on the sponsors page. Click on it and get yourself one or two or ten of these and sign up for the plan where you get the filters just sent to your house without ever having to think about it again. And if you refer a friend, you get $20. They'll just pay you. That's the sponsors page on our website. Click on the Aquasana bottle and live healthy.
And it's nice because it has the protective cover, too.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of a high-end bottle, and the price is not high-end as far as these go. All right, so Dale, there's just remarkable stuff that they're doing in medicine these days, and this doesn't make a lot of sense to me, so I hope you can make sense of it for me.
This is amazing. It really is. Futuristic smart stitches.
Smart stitches.
Can you believe that?
Do they sew yourself up with the stitches, or how does that work?
Well, there's researchers at Tufts University. Now, where's Tufts? I'm not sure. Is that in Alabama?
Tufts. I'll look it up while you're talking.
All right. Well, anyway.
We'll find out.
Well, they've developed smart stitches that can tell doctors information on your wounds as they heal.
Yeah.
So that means you don't go to your friend and go, does this look infected to you? You don't need to do that anymore?
No.
That takes the fun right out of having a wound.
Not if you have smart stitches, huh?
All right.
So what else do they do?
Well, they have sensors that can be stitched into the patient, and the stitches not only close the wounds, but they also send real-time data on tissue health to the doctors.
Mm.
So they can see how this is, you know, progressing and whatnot.
Wow.
It's amazing. And then the sensors, what they'll do is they transmit all the information wirelessly to a computer so the doctors can get all that information from the computer.
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of creepy. Does Oliver Stone know about this? Because he's going to be really upset.
Yeah, he should. By the way, Tufts is in New England. It's in Medford, Massachusetts. And you want to know what their mascot is? Jumbo the Elephant.
Were they in Cleveland? Oh.
Yeah. No, it's a rich school, too. They've got like $1.5 billion in from 2015. That's their endowment, $1.6 billion.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's just amazing. You know?
Yeah. I love new technology. I love inventions.
Stitches.
I love stuff like that. And that's why I want to tell you there's a new carry-on called the Moto Bag that's also a motorized scooter that you can ride it on. You can ride it through the airport on your carry-on.
So you ride your luggage?
We're going to have speed limits in the airport now.
There's also a hitch on it. It's called My Hitch, which hooks your bag to the back of your pants.
Oh, so I saw this. You can haul your suitcase by your butt.
Yeah. Just walk around hands-free.
Right.
Now, the downside to this is the Moto Bag is, aside from looking like a clown walking around with a thing hooked up to your belt buckle, It'll hit you for $1,300 if you want to buy one, but you can pre-order one for $1,000.
Oh, well, there's a deal.
Yeah, but right now it's on Indiegogo, so somebody thinks this is a great idea. I think that the idea of tooling around the airport on your little scooter bag is probably a good idea.
Was this guy in his mid-50s?
Yeah, I hope so.
That created this.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Can you name the most rectangular country in the world?
Country? Not state. Country.
Yeah, country. Yeah, we have some pretty rectangular states here in the United States. But country.
Boy.
All right, you're not going to guess. There are too many countries. Egypt is the most rectangular country in the world.
We're Egypt. We're rectangular.
Yes.
Right. Visit. Put that on the license plate.
Visit the most rectangular country in the world.
Go to all four corners.
We have triangles at the pyramids, and we're rectangular. You want to know where the United States ranks in rectangularity?
We got a lot of states, right?
Like, yeah. But I mean the country as a whole, the rectangularity.
Oh,
is that a word?
Yeah. It is now.
Yeah. Well, U.S. ranks 169th in the world.
Oh.
Thanks, Florida.
Yeah. It's always Florida, isn't it?
It's always Florida, yeah.
I think all the wackaloons are down in Florida. Everything you see in the news.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Off. Yeah. I mean, next thing you're going to see is walking trees or something.
Oh, my God.
There are walking trees.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry. I didn't know how to throw that to you.
No, they exist in Ecuador.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
gosh. Like Lord of the Rings?
There's more exciting than Lord of the Rings, actually.
Oh.
The Ecuadorian walking palm tree is a thing. It's able to move itself like a couple of inches a day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And basically what the roots kind of, they pull up and they're like, hey, there's more water or sunlight over here. We're going to go over here. So, like, the tree will walk. It'll take like a couple of years for it to kind of get where it's going.
Yeah.
But, the trees walk.
Amazing.
It's crazy.
Do you need a leash?
Yes, you need it.
Hey, put your tree on a leash, would you? And pick up after your tree.
Keep the tree in the yard. You don't want to plant those outside your house, otherwise your groundskeeper is going to be very upset. But this is just another one of those things, because we always hear about this in the rainforest, all this crazy stuff that we don't even know about. Deforestation is so crazy. There's a new law, apparently, in Ecuador. People can come in, and if you clear a bunch of land, if you cut down all the trees, that's now like your land. You gain living rights to that piece of land.
Oh, man, I'm heading down there. Wow. So I'm going to be a real estate mogul.
You come in, you chainsaw down these amazingly weird walking trees, and you hold on to the land for a couple of years, and then you can sell it and make money. So it's a big problem.
Land of walking trees and squatters.
Wow. Exactly.
My goodness.
I hate when you wake up in the middle of the night. It's like the tree from Poltergeist is outside your window walking around.
Oh, that tree.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some scary trees out there, aren't there?
Yep.
In movie land. Wow, we've gone through the first hour already so quickly. We have so many things coming up, I can't even tell you, but I will attempt. Gary Warner, the travel guy, is going to be with us to talk about the last-minute summer travel deals, and he has, as he always does, some caveats to beware of. We also have one surefire way to get somebody to stop drinking your bottle of Coffee Mate in the office fridge.
I can't wait to hear this.
I'm just cracking up thinking about it.
Everybody is holding their tongue.
Yeah. And plus, how in the world can cycling reduce your risk of this health thing and no other exercise can? That and more coming up next. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.